This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Emerge about the shooter and reasons why surrounding what happened at a Tulsa medical center. And the president takes to the airwaves to say how much more carnage are we willing to accept, and calls for a ban on assault weapons and many more reforms as far as guns are concerned in the wake of mass shootings, urging Congress to finally, as he called it, do something. Lots of questions still abound over the Uvalde 911 calls as that area continues to bury, sadly, all of the young children and two teachers who were killed in that mass shooting just last week. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on this show. I like it when there are better days and sunny days, and we can open with things like, wow, did you see the Celts come back on Golden State? Or how about young Coco Gauff, who is going to be in the finals of the French Open, and I've watched Coco play, and she's exciting and a great rep for the U.S. as a young teenage woman. Will she hoist the trophy, and is she the future for American tennis? I think she certainly is one of them. But instead, we're talking about the sad tale of Tulsa and the fact that a doctor who operated on somebody didn't like the fact that he still felt back pain and decided after calling and then having another visit that he was going to kill the orthopedic surgeon. And this was a guy who was pretty well loved in Tulsa and had an incredibly successful career, which could be neither here nor there other than to say he helped people, he was well known, he was good at what he did, and unfortunately he had the wrong patient. Somebody who decided that he was going to take an AR style rifle and open fire at this medical office, not randomly shooting, but killing four before shooting himself, focused on that doctor. And so what we know is that Preston Phillips is no longer walking the earth. And think of the people connected to him. Think of family and think of how they feel, how they're reacting to this happening. He was on every possible medical association and board and volunteer organization you can think of in Tulsa. And then there was Dr. Stephanie Hewson, who had completed her residency in South Carolina, was there in Tulsa, had incredible ties to the community, same thing, University of Oklahoma grad, was well-known, well-liked, volunteered, all of that, and the grief was overwhelming for people. And then you've got the fact that you have a receptionist. Think about that, a receptionist working there. This Amanda Glenn, who had been in that health system for about 5 years. She was a registered medical assistant. She has two teenage boys. She was a huge fan of Oklahoma football and a St. Louis Cardinal fan and had this zest for life. Boom, taken out. Taken out. And then you had a patient that was killed when he tried to stop the gunman from getting to the doctor. And this was a 73-year-old patient who happened to be there at the same time with, of course, grandchildren, children, all of that. And very tragic, sad. But this wasn't a random attack. This was a targeted attack. Now you have the president who decides he's going to take to the airwaves after traveling to Uvalde, after the latest shooting. And he said, as I said, Congress needs to do something about this. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines because we've now had 3 mass shootings in the last 3 weeks. Biden went on to say, if Congress couldn't have banned assault weapons, then they should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21. He said that background checks should be strengthened and called for the passage of red flag laws, which allows courts to remove firearms from those who are deemed a danger to themselves or others. This has worked in several states, even where Republican governors suggested it and like what has happened. Florida is one of those that come to mind because of the Parkland shootings. Rick Scott at the time pushed for the red flag law, did the red flag law, and it has worked in Florida. I mean, we've had the supermarket in Buffalo, New York, the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and then this medical center, even though it was targeted, but still a mass shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't know if that ban on assault weapons goes through. Red flags? Yeah, maybe. Maybe 18 to 21. I will see. The House is debating gun control bills. House Democrats have a package of bills that include some of the things that Biden mentioned. There is actually a bipartisan group of senators that have a framework for a bill looking for a compromise so that some of the Republicans who would be resistant to strengthening gun laws would be able to deal with what's being suggested. Because I think there are some things that could happen that most of us would probably completely agree on. But always the worry is when something happens, we're all emotional, we're all furious. Do Second Amendment rights get trampled on? And when you take things away, very tough to give them back. As a friend said to me, if you were in a vulnerable situation, you're not armed, and there's somebody that is, and you happen to be in a section of a shopping area, a mall, a restaurant, where that person unloads on the shooter with the gun who is randomly shooting people, how would you feel? And of course, I'd be grateful because my life would be spared or the people around me or whatever. And I think a lot of people would probably say the same thing. So there are a lot of debates going on. The water cooler buzz is definitely focused on what now has happened with another shooting. What federally, if anything, will change when it comes to guns. Coming up next, a mic drop moment. One that I am very, very surprised at.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I think a couple times on this show that I feel so privileged. You know, I love being an American. Honestly, seriously, I think we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I hate that people's lives are being shattered. I hate some of the nastiness that goes on, the tug of war that we've had the last couple of years. Absolutely. But there are some amazing people in this country, and there are some amazing places to live, and I feel fortunate that I've experienced all the different, I call them the quadrants of the U.S., and have friends all over the place, people that help me personally and professionally, and just great neighbors. One of the places I lived was Las Vegas, and Elvis was a staple in Vegas, and I have to say, I thought it was really pretty cool. You know, you would be at breakfast, you would see an Elvis impersonator maybe. The wedding chapels were really big with Elvis, where people would come in and they would, you know, an Elvis impersonator would come in and sing the song or introduce a couple or all that kind of stuff. Because Elvis is huge in Vegas. He was in Vegas. I mean, that was his stomping grounds at the tail end of his life. There are so many fan clubs and festivals, and you know, there were Elvis packages in Las Vegas, and I mean that would be like my big takeaway. In fact, if somebody asked me, when you think of Vegas and when you're in Vegas, I mean, of course there's gambling and beautiful hotels and no clocks on the wall and anything, you know, the big adult playground, but even they made it where it was kid friendly and all of that. But I would absolutely say Elvis, Elvis, Elvis. So some wedding chapels in Las Vegas are getting cease and desist letters. What? Demanding they stop using Elvis's image and likeness in their operations. At least a couple of the big chapels have gotten them. And what's being said is that they're infringing on the intellectual property rights related to Elvis Presley, creating the false impression that Elvis Presley Enterprises has approved, endorsed, or sponsored the infringing chapel. That it is clearly trading off the Elvis Presley intellectual property rights likeness, name, all that kind of stuff without the consent of Elvis Presley Enterprises. They must have said that 20 times in these letters and they ceased and desist. So in 2013, Authentic Brands Group announced that they had purchased the intellectual property associated with a rock and roll icon from Core Media Group, that they paid a lot of money for that. And they say they feel like they're the guardians of Elvis Presley's estate, and their responsibility is to safeguard his legacy. So that means products, services, advertisements, likenesses, all of that. And the other part of this is, show me the money, is that they're saying they're seeking to partner with each of the small businesses to ensure that their use of Elvis's name, image, and likeness are officially licensed and authorized by the state so they can continue their operations. Wow. Mic drop. So what's happening is a lot of these places like Vegas Weddings and Viva Las Vegas Weddings, since they're getting the letters, they're getting lawyers and asking, is there anything that they can do? Because their take is the Las Vegas wedding industry has helped keep Elvis relevant for a big generation of people, that people come from all over the world for that, and that there are so many Elvis impersonators that work at these properties. This is how they make their living. And you got to think, Vegas, where Vegas is located, the county, this is where I live, like Clark County, has issued its, ready for this, 5 millionth marriage license on February 2022. According to their websites, is what they're saying, but that's incredible. And a lot of what is wrapped in is something to do with Elvis Presley. I mean, even the mayor, Carolyn Goodman, is concerned about the letters, saying that, look, the wedding industry has been struggling through the pandemic and the economic devastation that it's caused. And so these, to the people, don't, or this company, they don't care about the community or the people at all. And this is a sad day for Vegas and the world if he truly leaves the building. Oof. That would be very strange. Because as I told you, if you asked me about Vegas when I lived there, that would be in my top five. That, hey, you know, you're going to see these great impersonators. They're all over the place. And especially at these wedding chapels, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. And they'll fight it, but I don't know that they'll be able to win it. Because if they truly own all those things, and it's really dicey with copywriting and trademarking, it might be very, 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 very tough for them to keep on doing what they're doing, even temporarily. Sadly, right? Sadly. Because I think they're right. I think, yes, there's a movie coming out about Elvis, but I think what's happened in Vegas is it has kept him even more relevant, right? A couple of quick odds and ends that are worth throwing in here quickly have nothing to do with the mic drop moment of Elvis Presley. But I was coming across this today, spelling bees. Did you ever participate in a spelling bee? When I was a kid, we had spelling quizzes every week. Spelling, 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 spelling. Well, Harini Logan is the 2022 Scripps National Spelling Bee champ. But it was tough because for the first time, the spelling bee came down to a spell off with both Logan and Vikram Raju being given 90 seconds to spell as many words correctly as possible. She won with 21 words correctly, besting him, and that's how she won it. He got 15 words correct. I feel the need for speed when I spell. And she was good. It's boom, 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 boom. boom, 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 boom. I mean, just like ripped through it. And you look at what she was able to accomplish. And just for background sake, because I think it's interesting, she almost didn't make it, but then she made it. So she gets $50,000 cash prize by getting to where she got. She's an eighth grader from San Antonio, Texas. And she said afterwards it was her fourth time at the B and a dream. And she said she was just overwhelmed. Because you know what? To be in these spelling bees, they are studying constantly. Studying the words, the definitions, understanding, sounding it out, being able to try to figure out in the minds of the judges, who knows what words you could have to spell. Right? I have to bring this up too. No man cave, but Al Horford was incredible in game one, the comeback win for the Celts over the Warriors. I was watching that game and I was saying to the Hubs, we were into it because playoff basketball's where it's at. And it's during the year, I can't tell you I'm watching a lot of basketball, but they were trailing. The Celts were down by 12 points when they got into the fourth quarter. And it even felt like they were down much more, like just put a fork in it, forget about it. But the Celts come back and they win it 120-108. Incredible. Boston outscored Golden State 40-16 in the final quarter. Horford had an incredible performance. 26 points, 6 boards. And Jason Tatum, the star, just 12 points. He did have an incredible amount of assists and rebounds and even a steal, but it was about some of the other players. Just an amazing, 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 amazing comeback victory for them, and one worth mentioning because it seemed like we know how this story ends. And we didn't know how that story was going to end, right? So I always say to people, when you go to a game, if you can stay for the whole game, stay for the whole game. Even when you think your team is getting pummeled, just watch. Sometimes there's the big switch. I mean, in any sport, too. Because we've seen it happen in baseball where all of a sudden more runs start to come up. Something happens. A relief pitcher comes in, whatever it is. And they get rattled. Or they hit on them. So congrats to the Celts. Meet you on the flip side.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two people were shot at a cemetery in Racine, Wisconsin. Police describe the shooting as a critical incident and urge people to stay away from Graceland Cemetery. It is not immediately known if any suspects were taken into custody. President Joe Biden says enough is enough as he addressed the nation about the latest wave of mass shootings.
For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? How many more innocent American lives must be taken before we say enough, enough? After Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done.
The president called for a ban of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. This is USA Radio News. Leaders in Washington are moving forward with new gun control laws.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21. An attempt to crack down on large-capacity magazines. Also, ghost guns are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bank of America Corp's Merrill Lynch unit must pay more than $15.2 million to thousands of customers who bought Class C mutual fund shares when Class A shares were available at substantially lower costs. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority said the company did not admit or deny wrongdoing in agreeing to the payout, which includes restitution and interest. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To introduce you to Bill and Patrick Pardue. They've written a book, really, called Wolf Creek, that is a game changer in for so many different reasons, and we're going to talk about why in a second. And this is a father and son duo, and in talking with the son, Patrick learned out a lot about his father by helping him with Wolf Creek, and as his dad would say, I'll steal his words, cleaning it up for him, as he said. So first of all, Bill, let's talk about your journey to Wolf Creek and tell us what the story's about.
Well, it was my first job out of college. I'd gotten a degree from University of Texas as a zoologist, and I just liked the outdoors. So there was an advertisement for a wilderness camping program. You got to go canoeing, mountain climbing, the whole bit, you know, everything that boys like to do, men like to do, everybody likes to do. So I didn't realize what the job was until I actually got there and the boys arrived, because they were really, you know, they had been kids who'd been neglected their whole lives. Nobody ever wanted them. A lot of them didn't know who their parents were. They'd lived in foster homes their whole lives. Some of them had, you know, they obviously had problems. There were sociopaths and psychopaths in that group. There were people who, a particular boy in particular, who tortured animals. And it's just a sad story. You know, they were at the end of the line. They had come from Chicago. City of Chicago couldn't handle them. The state of Chicago couldn't handle them. They sent them out to the boys' ranch in Texas. They couldn't handle them. So they just bought 10 acres out in the middle of nowhere. No water, no power, no anything. And they dumped the kids out there with us. And that was it.
Wow. And you say, and that was it. And, Patrick, you went through the manuscript, and when you were reading about what your dad did and what happened with these kids, what really jumped out at you? And you know, your dad did a great job of describing some of the things these kids had been through and how lost they were. And now here they are in the middle of nowhere. What did you get from that in reading that and looking at that?
One thing was definitely how hard it would have been to survive that and how strong you'd have to be to make it out of that as a counselor and, you know, as a teenager as well, as one of the kids in the camp. Again, like my dad said, how much suffering these kids had been through and where they come from. And also my dad, to see another side of him again, really helping these kids, and acting like a father figure to them. That was very good for me to see that as well.
So for you, Bill, once you get there and, you're in the middle of nowhere, as you described it, what did you see happen to these kids? What was the transformation like?
Of course, they were a wild group when they got off the bus. You know, I had to have a fight with both the leader and the enforcer within the first hour just to be able to stay there. I mean, that was the real interview, was with those boys coming at you. But what they learned was, they learned, number one, they could trust, there were some people they could trust. And those were the counselors, including me. There were some people who cared about them and who loved them. And some of them had never been loved by anyone. They just didn't know what it looked like. You know, they knew what a punch in the face looked like, or a kick in the head, or whatever they'd been getting, but they did not know what love looked like. So it took a while to prove myself to them, but eventually they said, okay, this guy might be all right. We'll let him stay around for a while. Because they did set some counselors on fire, and they did other things, and they sent them all. A lot of counselors didn't last 2 weeks. So, it was definitely survival of the fittest.
Yeah. What do you hope, Bill, that people take away from reading Wolf Creek? And we're speaking to Bill and Patrick Pardue. What do you hope they take away?
Well, I think I told you a short story before about my older brother calling me. He's like 74, never called me really. We weren't that close. He calls me one night and he's sobbing on the phone. I'm thinking, what could happen? What happened? And he could barely get it out. But he said, I just finished reading your book. So that's what I want people to get. And I'm a passionate person. So when I write with that passion. I try to dump it all into the book so people can feel it. They can feel what it's like to be out in the woods surrounded by 10 boys who are terrors, right? They're gang members. They're this, they're that. How do you feel in that situation? That's what I try to do in all my books, is to give people a sense of, whoa, that's scary.
They would be scary. Patrick, how proud are you of your dad and the fact that you got to be involved in the project?
Very proud, both of the fact that he was involved in this from the beginning. He was a counselor, and then from the fact that he was able to write it down all those years later and make a book out of it, and that he let me, you know, come back and edit it and fix it up.
Yeah. So we also have another book we want to mention, and of course you can get Wolf Creek on Amazon, A Mystic's Pictorial Guide to Spiritual Evolution. Who doesn't want some of that? Patrick and I are both sitting here. This is radio, and we're saying, yeah, bring it on. So, Bill, you're so passionate. Give it to all of us. Tell us what the book's about there. I think it's pretty obvious, and I read it, so I know. But tell everybody else listening.
Well, the encapsulated version is this, and I think I told you this before. If you take all the holy men that have ever existed, all the gurus, all the Bibles, all the Korans, all the Bhagavad Gitas, and you put them in a big blender, and you blend them up, and then you pour that through a cloth to screen out everything that isn't pure spirit, that isn't purely divine. So all the rituals go out, and all the money goes out, and all the chalices go out, and all that goes out. And what you have left is this: how do you get into contact with the higher consciousness, whether you just call it pure consciousness, cosmic consciousness, God, whatever you want to call it, life force. There is that force out there that an individual can get into contact with that has traditionally been called God, right? And that's what the book's about. And the way I did it was because I read so many of those books, and they just put you to sleep. Oh, my God. And then they're in five different languages. And what does this mean? So this is the essence, I think, of all religion. It's what people need to do to raise their spiritual consciousness And which is, you know, the first one is, and there's a corresponding picture because a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? So I had 70 pages. You had, so I just tried to simplify it for people so that they could see, they could go through that. So it's really a living puzzle. If you can go through each one of those pictures and get the message that is there, and of course for everybody it's going to be a different message, then your level of consciousness is going to just begin to open up. And when I say raise it, you're just opening up, right? The old thing, open heart, open mind. Unless you have an open mind, you can't have an open heart. So that's what it's about.
Did you have a favorite picture from the book?
You know, I do. There's a picture of a woman, young woman, obviously, in nature with a huge cataract of water coming down in front of her, and she's just looking at it. And I can't remember exactly what I said, but it said that no matter what you think, no matter what you own, you cannot freeze life. Life is a moving, living thing like that, you know. And if you really want to experience life, you have to jump in. So she's looking at this life passing by her, just changing every minute. And it's, if you really want to experience life, you have to let go. You can't keep people out. You have to let it in. You have to let go. You have to feel the bad things, feel the good things, because it's always a whole, right? You can't have a bad thing without a good thing. You can't have a good thing without a bad thing. And it's all there just for us to experience and to take in. And we have to trust the process. We have to trust the cosmos to be smarter than we are, so that, because it told me, I mean, I did this over 2.5 years, and every one of those things was an inspiration to me. I would read it later and say, I could not have, I'm not smart enough to write what I wrote. You know, you hear these stories about that, but it actually happened, so.
I love it. And you can get this book on Amazon too. Patrick, what do you think of that? I think that, I can, you know, again, we're speaking where we can see each other for everybody that's listening to us. And both of us, you and I, are like those dogs that they put in the window. We're shaking our heads fast and furious. Yes, yes, give us more of that. But it's true. And it is a beautiful book, but there is something about matching the pictures, the words. And I love the description your dad said of throwing it all in the blender. And what is it really that's coming out here? What do you think?
Well, I've had spiritual experiences of my own, so I can connect to a lot of what he said in the book as well. And I really definitely connect to what he just said about life and being able to experiencing it. You have to jump in. You know, you can't hold back. If you want to experience everything, the good and the bad, you have to just, you know, take a breath and just jump right in. And that's how you have spiritual experiences that are worth anything, or romantic experiences or anything. You can't be afraid to just jump in and just live how you want to.
Yeah. I have a feeling that, Patrick, you've jumped in a lot, because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and I can tell just in our conversation that that's probably happened here. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
What a delight to have you both on the show. And again, you can pick up both of these books on Amazon. Bill and Patrick Pardue, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Guest is a man of God and a man of teeth. And what do I mean by that? He wanted to become a dentist. He became a dentist. And he also had another vision for his life. He took on a leadership role of his church's disciplinary ministry. And he ended up really digging deep and acquiring some very, very interesting and important tools to try to train people from around the world in church planting, home visitation, and all kinds of interesting things. So he's written a book with, I think, just a great title, Living Life with Blinders On, Living Life as God Intended. Dr. Julius Mosley II, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me. I really appreciate that. Very nice.
What was it that led you to writing this book?
Well, this really started in childhood. There was always a desire to know from whence I came. And this kind of carried me straight into adulthood. But it became more of a need to get to writing a book when the pandemic set in and the number of people was dying like flies in this country and all over the world. That number had reached 500, and I thought, oh my gosh, I have always wanted to share the gospel, but looks like I need to get in a hurry. So as a result, I was writing the book for the past couple of years, but I got in a hurry. Now, it became a burden on me, and I would get up 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning and write what was on my heart and what was on my mind. And that was the genesis of the book, trying to reach the world for Christ, which is the instruction that we have been given by our Lord to do that. So that was the genesis of the book.
And one of the things that you talk about is, like you said, the urgency, is that people don't
tend to focus on life after death, right? And why do you think that is?
Well, because people really don't want to think about dying. In fact, we don't think that we will die. You know, a person cannot live if they thought that they were going to die the next moment. And young people have that kind of orientation to life and death. Older people begin to recognize that something is happening within their bodies, from the number of diseases and gray hair and bald heads. They see the degradation of the body, but young people don't see that. But by the time the old people recognize that, it's very difficult for them to believe the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the young people who have the ability to develop that faith that can take them into salvation. So it's kind of like we're in a quandary, and people need to recognize that there is a God of this world, and the God of this world is not the God that they thought was of this world, and that God is Satan, who blinds the eyes of both young and old, trying to get them to look at the physical world and not allowing them to understand that there are two worlds. There is a physical world and there's a spiritual world. And the spiritual world has more intelligences in it than the physical world, because that's the world where God resides. And that's where the world where Satan and his demons reside. And they're the one that's really controlling things. We're like puppets. We don't control anything. We're just following the lead of the spiritual world intelligences. And we need to understand that.
The book is Living Life with Blinders On, Living Life as God Intended, Dr. Julius Mosley II. Did you ever think that as a dentist you would also be able to dive deep like you have in this book?
Well, yes and no. Yes, from the standpoint that I never took things on surface meanings of it. I had to dig a little deeper to find out why this is what it's supposed to be. I challenged my instructors from grade school all the way up into college and into dental school. I would dig deep into whatever that I was studying to find out what is the answer for this? What is the answer for things that we don't normally ask questions for? And that was the same way as it was in the Bible and the churches that I attended, the pastors that preached. I would always ask questions. In fact, there's a, in my church that I'm currently a member of, I was a dentist when I came to this particular church, but they had a lot of discipleship classes, and I stayed in that discipleship class more than anybody who has ever attended that church. I said, I don't want to leave this class yet. I don't want to be promoted to another class. There's still some questions that I need to have answered. So I've always been that very inquisitive type person. I want to look beyond the surface because there's a lot to be gained from digging deeper than what appears on the surface.
Oh, I so agree. So in your book, we're not going to tell everybody everything. They can go get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other places where books are sold. Tell us a little bit. Tell us one little thing we'll learn in the book.
Well, the great thing that you would learn is you learn that what really happened from the beginning, while we are in the predicament that we are in, we learn that we were born with a curse. And understanding that curse, there's a reason why we cannot relate to God, because God is a spirit. But in order for us to understand that, we must be born again. So the book is about salvation, how a person can be born again and receive the gift of God. And the gift of God is eternal life. So the book is about eternal life. But it starts out by telling us and telling people where you are in life and why you act the way that you act. And while the world is the way that it is, you have no control over that. The only thing that you have control over is your decision to obey God.
And I think you're saying this, obviously, in what you've just talked about here, but what do you hope the takeaways are for people who read the book?
Well, what I would like for people to see is that there is hope. Life is not as dreary as you might think. The hope is that God sent his son here to die for our sins. and that he came the first time not to condemn us, but to save us. So we have a tendency to look within ourselves and try to make ourselves better, but you're not. And you can't do that. We are sinners, and you're saved by grace. And grace is unmerited favor that God has given to us, and it's a free gift of God. So it doesn't matter what you have done in life. It really doesn't matter. One sin is like any other sin. You know, it's just like Baskin Robbins has 21 flavors, different flavors of ice cream. Well, it's still ice cream. So sin has come in different forms, but it's still sin. And God look at sin as sin. So it doesn't matter what you have done in life. It doesn't matter. You can get a fresh start today. So the book is about today. Act on what you know today. You can give a fresh start. God has forgiven you all of your sins, any sin that you have ever committed, both past, present, and future. When Christ died on the cross, his shed blood, he forgave us for all sins forever, except one. The only sin that he could not forgive us from is the sin of unbelief. And that's the problem that we have in understanding the true gift of God, that the sin of unbelief must be dealt with. You must believe on Christ in order to be saved.
Well, perfect place to end this, but I have to bring this up because you just have such a, I've seen photos of you, such a wonderful smile, and you can tell that you're at peace. Do people feel peaceful when they're in the dentist chair and you've worked on them?
Well, see, we have fun in the chair. You know, the dentist to me, remember, I wanted to become a dentist when I was in the fourth grade. So my desire was to help people. In fact, maybe it came because maybe I had cavities when I was a kid, and I can remember the little toothache drops my mother put in my mouth, and I just wanted to help people avoid that. So we have fun, you know. And they don't feel that they came to a dentist. This man is talking to me just like we're family. You know, we have fun sitting and talking in the chair, and I kind of bent over back is because I want not just to talk about dentistry. There's something that's more important. So time to time, when I get opportunities, I share with them about the Word of God. So they get both, dentistry and Bible.
There you go. Dr. Julius Mosley, keep doing what you do. The second, Living Life with Blinders On. Loving life, or living life, really, and loving it, but living life as God intended. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate that, Kate. I really appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.